The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's get to this. How did you blow the inheritance? I think we've had this discussion before. I don't think there's been a lot of ripe inheritance on this show that anyone has gotten.
No, I've never gotten any inheritance.
Me either.
I got $5,000 when my grandma passed away.
You did?
I got $5,000. Yeah.
Did it come with a stipulation? Like, I got $1,000 when my grandpa and grandma passed away. And my dad said that he was passing it on to each of us kids. We each got $1,000, and we weren't allowed to spend it on bills.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So that freed me up to buy a sweet home theater system that I didn't need, but I still loved it. Yeah. But like, did you?
How much did the theater system actually cost?
Probably $1,500. So it worked out great.
Still paying.
Like the speakers were $700. Yeah, right. Still paying it off. Kelly, did yours come with any strings, or it was just $5,000 for you to do what you judged to be for you?
Yeah, I was just $5,000. We were allowed to do whatever we wanted with, and unfortunately, it was like I came into money, you know, which. $5,000 at, you know, 21, 22 years old was a lot.
Might as well be a million the rest of your life.
But I was looking for a new apartment, and they needed first month's rent, last month's rent, and a deposit.
Perfect.
And then two of my four tires busted on the interstate because of a wreck with glass that wasn't cleaned up. And my tires went flat, and it caused so much damage to my car. That's where the rest of my stuff went. My $5,000.
Thank goodness you got it then.
Yeah, my $5,000 was probably gone in 60 days because of that. But it wasn't because I blew it because I wanted to. I wanted this apartment that my friend and I got, which was awesome. And then, you know, I had to take care of car issues, which I wouldn't have had that money otherwise. I would have had to put it on a credit card. So she saved me, which was good. But yeah, it sucks that I didn't get to take it and make it out to be a trip or, you know, or something fancy that I could have bought myself or anything like that.
Yeah. That is kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But again, better than having to face those expenses without that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this person, she's telling the story of not how she blew the inheritance, but her brother.
I think it's her stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
$10,000. Not that it matters, but.
$10,000 each.
This has bleeps, right?
No. Yes.
Okay.
There was only one.
Okay.
When I tell you that I've been like crying, laughing for the last 24 hours over this, I like truly mean it, and I don't think I'll ever get over. My grandparents died last year, like one, two, both of them gone, and our parents and like uncles decided not to take any of the money from the inheritance that they were entitled to and just pass it along to the grandkids. So all of us got a little bit of money. My f-ing stepbrother, bro, it's been 6 months and it's gone. He doesn't have anything. They went to a financial advisor on Monday, and he doesn't have anything left. It's not funny, but he spent it all on designer-scented bowling balls.
Designer-scented bowling balls.
How many do you need?
Is that a thing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
A scented bowling ball?
I'd be less surprised if you said I spent all my money on cheeseburger pants.
Like that. Right.
Doesn't sound like a thing.
I need pants, and I like cheeseburgers.
Designer-scented bowling balls.
That's her laughing.
One of them smells like blueberry muffins.
That is...
What in the hell?
We need some...
Even get one of those.
Designer... scented bowling balls.
I googled it.
We need some bowlers to tell us about this. This is a thing.
So the scented bowling balls help players reach their flow states. I don't know what that means.
Oh yeah,
sounds like some good BS.
Yeah, it does.
Oh man,
yeah. Mine smells like lavender. That'll calm the nervous bowler.
Yeah. So it was to develop a product that could make use of the quality of bowling balls. That could also battle the smells of a bowling alley, which often smell like cigarettes and mold. But yeah, they've got like maple syrup bowling balls. They've got chocolate bowling balls.
Oh, chocolate balls.
Wow.
Yeah.
This person, I bought a Roush F-150. My sister got a boring new kitchen. I win this round.
That's a sweet truck, though.
It is.
This one from Buffalo. I bet it mostly on black and the rest up my nose.
How much?
Let's see.
If you go to stormbowling.com, they have what they call their tropical storm. It's got all different types of fragrances that you can get with it, but I don't see the price anywhere. This thing, you know, it's expensive when they don't put the price on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
it's the,
it
if you have to,
price.
If you yeah. have to ask, you can't afford it. That kind
Should
of
I go with a Storm ball, a Roto Grip ball, or a 900 Global ball?
Oh, 900
Global. 900 Global.
Mm. It sounds amazing.
Ooh, yeah. The Eternity, the Reality Check.
Oh, man. That
Riley,
sounds beautiful.
Riley joins us on in West Michigan. Riley, what did you blow the inheritance on?
I got $30,000 from my grandpa, and I bought two classic cars, and then I paid off some debt, but there is, like, just under $2,000 left, and I don't feel great about that.
What were what were your classic cars?
Yeah, what did you get?
This is where we're going to judge you. I don't care if you waste your money, but if you bought two crappy classic cars, like a Ford Escort and... You know,
classic Escort.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you get?
I bought a 1962 Cadillac 50, the 5600 series, the big boat with no, okay.
like 24 feet blah, blah, long.
Blah, blah. Oh yeah, that thing is long.
Yeah.
Okay. And a 91 Corvette in turquoise metallic.
A 91?
That wasn't a good era. Right,
well, that's the C4. C4.
Yeah, it's a C4.
Yeah, C4. Later on, so they had changed the front end slightly.
How fast did you buy it after you got your $30,000?
The Corvette was the one that I was like, I want to buy a classic car because I want to do something fun with the money. So, a couple months, it wasn't. He died in August, and I bought it just before Thanksgiving.
Okay, now, but a 91, that couldn't have set you back more than about $8,000, right? I mean, that's not like the coveted series just yet.
No, I got a really good deal on it. I actually bought it sight unseen on eBay for like $5,000 and had it shipped from Rochester, New York.
How old were you?
All right, well, that one's not bad.
How old were you when you did this?
This past summer.
Okay.
Two years ago.
And how old,
Riley,
were you?
Did you?
Okay. I'm 27.
Okay, and you had a place to store these cars, right?
The Corvette, I have stored it both winters, yes. The Cadillac, I bought it around St. Patrick's Day, stored it, and then drove it during the summer, and then I actually just sold it this past October.
Did you make money?
I did.
Oh, okay. Ish.
This is bad. Well, you know what? Ish isn't bad. I mean, honestly, if you can sell, you know, the classic car prices.
I put a little bit of money into it, and I probably got what I paid for it plus what I put into it. So, right. I mean, that's a yes. I've got what I paid for it.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, breaking even is pretty good. You got
it's not so
you
bad.
Got a summer of fun out of it. It's not that bad. I don't have any problem
Could've
with
been.
Any of what
I
you
thought
did.
It was. I thought it was going to get way more embarrassing the more details we got from you, but you held up there. Nice job. Thank you, Riley.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. David in Nashville, mom left me $4,000. I bought an 87 Porsche 944. Not
right.
bad.
I mean, you know, I can see that.
This one, it wasn't me, but I had a friend that got $100,000 when he was 18.
Wow.
Spent 25 on a trailer house, 25,000, four-wheeler and a car, then blew the rest on cocaine.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. I say at first that all the beginning part didn't seem too bad.
Kelsey in Duluth says, wow, this is coming back to me. My dad bought a bowling ball that he was so proud of that smelled like spiced donuts. It's not even a good scent, Kelsey.
I can't believe that. That is a thing.
I don't know how I'd feel if I watched somebody bowl and then as their hands slipped out of the bowling ball, they then smelled it.
That's a weirdo
pervy.
Thing.
I wouldn't. Or if they just were smelling the ball.
Oh. How does it smell, though?
I don't know.
I feel like anything that has a scent
some
would
kind of fragrance
it's go
on
away.
The inside.
Right. Because it's
now
a,
you just have
it's
a bowling
just a
ball.
Solid mess.
It's resin.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe you have to occasionally just spritz something new in the finger holes. Or maybe it's got some sort of a scent pouch.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.